Hello, Entropia. This is Mindstar 9.
And Sire.
And we're in the Mindstar Media Virtual Studio bringing you our very first Who's Who player interview. This Entropian is probably best known for his artistry over the years, and it gives us great pleasure to bring something to light that perhaps most are unaware of. So let's not delay and ask our guest to reveal himself. Would you say hello, please, and give us your full avatar name as well as its origin?
Greetings, Division of Stratified Populate. I'm Onseus Dropkick Atavrise, and the origin of my name, usually people, they'll call me Onsi or, Dropkick for short. The reason why I chose Dropkick is because people would just call me Drop or whatever, like on Xbox Live, and it just kind of stuck with me through my new avatar on Entropia. So it's like easier for people to just be like, yo, Drop, how's it going? And Onseus, it's actually kind of hard to pronounce for some people. Like, a lot of people have called me Oceanist or Onseist or On. It's just generally
variations of a theme.
Yeah, exactly. And where it came from was one night I was lying in bed. I was probably, I think, 11 or 12. And yeah, I was lying in bed looking at my alarm clock, and the it was just the time that was displayed. It looked really cool. It was like 11:11. I'm like, okay. And I was like thinking that I'm only going to be seeing that like once a day, well, like twice a day, but at the time I'm like, man, this is the first time I've seen this, and it's just once, onceiest, and like how it could like evolve from that. At first I combined that to to deity, and it was on CID at first, and then it just somehow came out as Onseist.
Well, that's cool. What about the Latin in your avatar name?
Advrise, that is the that's the last name of the character that I'm designing. His name is Onseist Advrise, and it comes from the name of the planet that is associated with the storyline, and the character comes from this planet. So his last name is just Advrise. So that was just like a shortened word of advertise. Like, I was just playing around with words, and I'm like, I'm gonna cut this out, and then Advrise came out.
I've always found it interesting how people create names for their avatars. Oh, and welcome to the MSM studio, Ansi. Thanks for setting aside some time to spend with us, not only for the Entropian community to get to know you better, but also to reveal some pretty exciting news. I have some key questions for you, and I'm sure Sire will jump in here along the way to explore a few things even further, especially since he too is an artist and the two of you have so much in common. If you would, please, tell us how you discovered Entropia and when exactly it was that you became an Entropian.
Oh, I could talk about this for hours. Anyways, I started playing Entropia when I was 12 or 13. And my friend, actually, he started playing it first. An old childhood friend of mine. Like, I've known him since I was like maybe 8, and anyways, this is around the time that I actually started playing MMOs, like Anarchy Online, and in the Project Entropia was like, he introduced me to a new game. He's like, oh man, you have to play this game, it has a real cash economy, blah blah blah. Well, he was saying that you can make money off of it, and I'm just like, oh, that sounds awesome. Like, make money playing video games, and so It was, I remember having a problem downloading it, and at first it was just a basic client loader, and it gave you your own password. You didn't have to make up your own. It was just a random, it's like random gibberish. And I remember creating two characters because I couldn't remember the first one, and there was no way to retrieve a password, and or well, that I knew of. And anyways, so I created Split. Oh, it's been so long.
Well, we don't need to know the name.
Okay, yeah, it was like Neo Split or something, but yeah, it was like something to do with the Matrix. Anyways,
Okay.
yeah, so yeah, like basically, yeah, just playing, like I've been playing it ever since. Like, just I was always inspired by the vast lands of Entropia, and I was very impressed with the mood, and I always wanted to be with like other players. Like, I wanted to hang out in the like in the shop containers and just hang out and trade. And I remember this one guy, I can't remember his name, but he accepted me to be a trader with him. And one of my goals was to just get the that blue and yellow armor. What was it? Not Berserker, but the other one, the I keep wanting to call it the Sweden armor.
Well, that would be appropriate. I
Yeah.
don't remember what the name of that armor is either.
Yeah, but anyways, I was always just I wanted to trade to work up to acquire the helmet of it. For a while there, I had full Nemesis and a full set of Vigi, and mainly, yeah, I was just PvPing and hunting. It was Goki Basaba, I think. And yeah, it was just a perfect combination. And it's so revitalizing sometimes to just go and hunt those creatures in a full set of Vigi, and you know, it revives my inspiration of Entropia.
So in the beginning, then your primary activities, you got into PvP.
Yeah, I was such a noob
Okay.
though.
And so that's the, and then hunting. So you gravitated toward that profession more. Did, have you done any of the, or engaged in any of the other professions like mining, crafting, etc.?
I kind of associated mining and crafting with with smarter had that that ambience of just, you know, like professionalism, and I always looked up to those characters, and I wanted to keep that that true you know, like involvement. So when I'm hunting, you know, I gather all the materials, and I could trade that for like mining supplies and stuff like that. And I really liked the system back then because you had to create components, like not like it today where ore is involved, but ore was it was strictly to create the components, and I loved that. And I was so, you know, I'm like, okay, I'm just gonna raise my skills, and eventually I'll get into crafting. And you know, I loved that, just the atmosphere.
It seems apparent that you joined the universe when it was called Project Entropia. Do you know exactly when that was?
Yeah, I think it was 2002.
Oh, really early on then. Okay. Then obviously you were around quite a while before they did the conversion to the CryEngine. After they did that conversion, what were your impressions after that transition?
Okay, well, the like everything was very like it was just a new look to Entropia. It was so incredible to see new lands. But What also entails is that a lot of the old places you can like you're never going to see that again. So it's kind of heartbreaking in a way because Project Entropia, I'm going to say that was Entropia's prime. Like that's how it exploded in like my vision, you know, like it created everything that I want to see in like an MMO. And now to see the Crysis Engine, it's like it's so beautiful, but you still won't feel that sense of nostalgia ever again. Unless, you know, somebody hears this and it's like, oh, he's right.
You never know. Someone at MindArk might listen to the interview. But there have already been several discussions at the EU-related forums about the changes for quite some time now, and I'm sure MindArk is aware of the general consensus of the community. I'm part of the pre-CryEngine conversion as well. I joined in early 2005 and was able to experience and appreciate that feel of everything at the time that you mentioned. There was such a sense of closeness with many in the community who used to hang out at various cities and locations. I'm not saying that this isn't happening now, because it certainly is, but, and here comes that word that some dread hearing, the dynamic is so different and removed from the energy that was quite unique at the time, given the environment as we experienced it then.
I think they took a really, really, really good step forward
Oh,
into
I do too.
a new world, but they need to look at some of the elements and like of all the environments, and there was almost like a culture that was there, like a vibrant, well, there was like, you know, you're exploring the city of like Hadesheim, and you just kind of you know, it feels like a city, like a kind of like what the port of like Port Atlantis is right now, but back then it had that like kind of dreary atmosphere, and it like it just like each place had its own like its own atmosphere. Twin Peaks. It's that's still there, of course, but Jason Center and all like all the other places,
Like
especially,
Monopolis,
yes.
and I like that we're moving forward as well. I'm excited about new systems, and I know they're working on bringing back old systems. But saying that, it reminds me of something MindArk's CEO David Simmons said in his MMORPG.com interview at the end of January this year. Something along the lines of systems having a natural progression that had to be followed, and that it didn't make sense to develop a system that would need to be overhauled once the next system is developed and then have to make it fit with the new system. Hopefully, I got that right. But I think I understand what he means by that. And I also think that perhaps we might see that taming is one of those systems that falls into that category. Can't wait to see what we get with the new system, because from what I read, it sounded like they were completely redoing it. Guess we'll see. At any rate, it's interesting to witness the progress of how we're moving forward. And we're basically talking about Planet Calypso right now, because for many of us, it was our beginning point as newly created avatars, and was also before MindArk created the Entropia platform, where we saw several new planets enter our universe. My hope is that over a period of time, the evolution of Calypso will see many of its cities, if not all of them, achieve a level of their former selves and inspire the vibrancy and energy that was experienced. Okay, I'll go there back in the day. I know we can't live in the past, but it was such a feel-good thing in so many ways. And I guess my hope is that while we're progressing at a more advanced level, which we should, that we are able to, in some way, reestablish an inspired resurgence of activity based on a renewed semblance of player connectedness, if that makes any sense. In other words, I'd love to see the character brought back to many of the cities, but with new elements of play that would invite participants again to re-establish the excitement of being at many of these locations.
Exactly. But the step that they took with all the animations and how the character moves about in Tropia, like the that motion warping thing that they introduced, where your character actually leans side to side, and you just see that like tilt in the camera, and that demo that they released with like for Entropia, it had that guy in shadow armor, and the camera was like bobbing back and forth, and it was zooming in, and like things were going blurry, and that camera itself, I would love to see them bring that back into Entropia, like just to see, like I want them to break out into something with that, because that was a very nice touch in that video, and I think it's so, like just so, something that the game needs. And I don't know, it's just that the tilt function, it's so incredible, and especially when you're just running around. I remember the first day that Entropia Universe 10.0, I think it was, and I was running around Port Atlantis just like with the camera function, and just leaning side to side, and it was incredible. I was like taking screenshots of my feet while like leaning, and it's like never change that, because I absolutely love it. It's the best. I don't know, it's so cool to see your character's feet actually interact with other parts of the ground. Especially like putting down a barrel and your foot steps on it. It's so cool.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to the new Avatar system too, which is due sometime in November, I think.
Yes,
And
especially the new tattoo system.
well, from all indications, it seems like it's going to be pretty spectacular. I can't wait to see what the changes are. Moving on, if there was one thing about Entropia that you like the most, what would that be?
I'm gonna say everything.
Good answer.
Well, I would
You like the
say
full experience.
just it's the whole package, and I'm gonna say the PvP in like on Planet Kyrene right now. Once you have a room full of people,
Are you ta Oh,
it's
you're talking about the hub on Cyrene?
the PvP hub.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's just a lot of fun. And when I was talking about atmosphere earlier, that's, they created a new atmosphere, at, like especially for PvP. And it was really cool to experience that.
Yeah, I saw that you had done a video of that. That was pretty cool. Your videos are amazing, by the way. Lots of
Thank
fun.
you.
Many already know that you're an artist, and over the years, you have created some pretty spectacular form signatures, as well as gave us other incredible artistic renderings of Entropia. You also did some graphics work for me for the Who's Who series in the past, as well as some articles and special projects. So thanks again for lending your artistry to that. On September 15th last year, Bjorn Longstaff from the Supremacy Reign Headquarters Society created an Arcadia Smuggler Class Unlimited Armor Design Competition, which you not only entered with less than 24 hours left to submit an entry, but you won the competition. So first, congratulations for that and well done. Your armor design was done in black and red and really quite stunning. Would you give us a little insight as to what your mindset was while contemplating the type of design you wanted to create, and also how you felt it might fit specifically into the Arcadian storyline? In short, what was your inspiration?
Okay, well, first off, I'd like to thank Bjor for the opportunity. That was awesome. And basically, it was the story that played a huge role in the design. They said to take the chassis of the Arcadia armor and just to build on that, but I misread it. You're actually supposed to do basically paint over the skin and I decided to go all out. And first I started with the helmet. Like I started building like on the chassis. You could kind of see it there. You could see the mouth guard, and it has that little circle. And basically I was really inspired by a lot of the Halo designs of armor, especially the ODST. I don't know if I'm allowed to say that, but
Yeah, it's okay. Inspiration comes from anywhere and everywhere, so it's all good.
I'm always like heartfelt through like stealth like scenarios, and so this armor, I just kind of it took a look at the ODST gear and how I could turn it into my own design, and basically that's what sparked the whole like the first design for the helmet. And I looked at the Smuggler Law 101 and the 202, and those guns, they look so cool. So I wanted to take that and put it like just create an armor out of the gun essentially. And I used a like a slender model because I wanted to look like it has maximum mobility. You'll be able to like sprint with the armor and do parkour and stuff like that. But yeah, like I wanted it to be for stealth, and I know the red accent is a bit too much for hiding, but like it plays a huge part in the design.
Yes, it definitely does. The armor and the colors and the design that you have makes it look really regal. It's a very commanding set of armor. I would love to own a set of my own for sure. It's just really stunning. I know that the winning design of this competition was to be forwarded to the Arcadia Development Team, also known as the A Team, for consideration in actually producing the armor. Even though there was no guarantee of doing so. Can you give us any update as to where this is right now and whether this is something that we can look forward to seeing in the future?
Yeah, of course. They'll definitely be working on it, and basically I'm just excited to see it in game. Like I'm gonna tell you that much. I like it's so awesome to like not only be a player of Entropia, but to be given this opportunity to design something for a game. And it's just awesome.
Yeah, to actually see your armor design come to life and implemented in the game would definitely be something exciting. Sire, do you have any comments on the design of the armor, since you too are quite the artist yourself in your own right?
I'll be honest with you that the design of it is flawless. It's beautiful, it's unique, it's fresh, it adds a new dimension to, how can I say, to the environment, adding the theme. You can literally, when you look at the armor, and you can feel the that there's a form of, I don't know how if I can express it in this way, but it's like if you see someone walking around in that armor, you would know that they did something illegal.
Exactly, and the story played a huge part, because if I don't know if basically the design that I made with the like it was kind of like a foggy type, I had the character standing, and there was like snow and stuff like that, and you couldn't really see it. I wanted it to look like somebody had just taken a picture, and that was their only opportunity to take the picture. So it was like bam, and then the guy was gone off into the distance. And I like the idea of like contraband, like illegal looking upgraded stuff. Just how they wrote the description for the smuggler weapons, that like th that just inspired me. I'm like, well, this is actually a perfect description of like what I could relay onto like a set of armor.
What I find really interesting too is when I look at that armor, as stunning a design as it is, and as regal or royal as it looks in the black and red colors, there's a sense of something more sinister going on. Also, to me, the armor just seems to relate very well to the Arcadia environment.
Yeah, like I was looking at what other armors would like I was always inspired by shadow armor in like on Eclipso, and I just there was that feeling that it was just badass. It was always badass when like even back then, you see like characters in full shadow, and I remember at one point I had shadow harness. And I'm like, oh yeah, I'll just sell it and I'll buy like a full set of something else. And now I'm regretting every moment. And anyways, so like I took the general feel and put it into this armor. And like I was just looking at the environment and like how he would walk around or just like how to explain this? Like the Muska armor has like already has that feeling, and so does all the other Arcadian armors, and it just like just birthed inspiration.
Yes, and that's what makes a true artist. The fact that you can design something inspired by a feeling and how it not only relates to a storyline, but also how it would fit into the environment and become a part of the type of character who would represent the armor. It's incredible that you can take all of those qualities and elements and incorporate them into your design, making it feel as if it actually has a life of its own based on what it represents.
It's like rising from good to a state of like not madness, but like just almost driven to this type of just illegal modifications and stuff like that, where he's spent so much time and energy to create something that's better, only to have it dismissed by the Arcadian armor engineering group, like the IFN, like how they'll just be like, okay, no, we can't have this. This is like too good. You guys need to be basic soldiers. What are you doing? Why are you modifying our stuff? Just like the
Yeah.
idea of keeping the military at bay, and then and this guy's like, no, I'm just gonna modify these guns. I'm gonna modify this armor. It's gonna be so much better because I have the resources. I just take this gun, and I put them together, and it's like I love that type of like ingenuity where you just take everything around you and make it better.
Yeah, it's taking innovation to the next step. And what I like about it too is when looking at the armor, it really depicts a whole different level of energy that almost, in a sense, makes you want to ask questions of the person wearing it, but you're not sure whether it's safe to or not. It just really emotes that when you look at the armor, and it really seems to give a hint of some sort of story behind it. It's just not a piece of outerwear that you put on to protect yourself. There's a whole different dimension about it, and an attitude that seems to be present that says, really, you want to go there? I can tell you that when I get to see someone in the universe wearing this armor, especially knowing the history or storyline behind what it represents, there's going to be an immediate sense that something more than meets the eye is going on. And I know quite a few people who love to role play, so I'm also anticipating some player storyline coming into the mix as well. And keeping in line with your artistic endeavors, More recently, and this is quite exciting, we discovered that the Arcadia creature called the Khadra received an incredible makeover, but also discovered that you are the artist behind the redesign. How did this opportunity come about for you, and can you share what the process was like? Because my understanding is that it was a 6-month effort to bring it to life, and it was just revealed in the recent Planet Update on October 9th.
Okay, well, basically the smuggler armor was it was my foot in the door, I guess, where David was like, "Hey, how would you like to design a creature?" And we just talked about it at first, and my first redesigns were actually just like cooler looking furrier like lions, and he's like, No. It needs to be like a redesign, like."
And that's what I was going to ask you as well, because I know the previous design of the Khadra was very tiger looking. So what brought you to the inspired idea of creating a more alien type of design?
Well, straight up, David thought that Arcadia had too many cats.
Okay, that makes
Yeah,
sense.
yeah. And basically, me and Dave, we like the design of the Arlie on Crystal Palace,
Yeah, Crystal
but
Palace,
then
yeah.
yeah, there you go. Okay, because yeah, we just needed like a more like alien design. Like he needed something that was like truly, like looks like an alien. It isn't like a bull or anything like that. Like it's just an awesome looking creature.
The design is amazing, and with Arcadia being so vibrant in colors, whether land-based or beneath the waters, it really fits well with the environment. Can you tell us a bit more about the design?
Oh yeah, of course. Well, he was talking about how the creature had massive c cut damage, and he wanted it to be agile at the same time. With the first, well, the second design that I created, it was more of like a biped, with like he would be slouched over, and he had like giant fists, but with claws, and his legs were like triple. Like a triple jointed, so it looked like he had hind legs while standing, like while being he had like three joints at the same time, but it looked really like it looked awesome, but it wasn't alien enough, so we like scrapped that idea, and we gave him like well, I drew it overnight. And I just I'm like, what do you think of this? And we had the sheet from the day before where I was just like scribbling out lines, and he pointed one out that I didn't think was going to work because it had four legs, and he's like, I really like this one, so he circled it, and it's like, this is it, and I kind of created from there, like I built upon that one.
Well, the Khadra is a very unique design and well done. Sire, do you have any questions or comments about the Khadra before we move on?
Well, I personally think that the creature that was created, it actually gives a new feel, a feel of an alien effect. The question that I actually have is that you pulled your inspiration from another mob that was created, but do you plan on creating a story behind this creature? Like, for example, is there a feel that you have, even though that the creature is in existence already? But what was your how can I elaborate this question? What did you see in your mind's eye when you created this creature? What did you want its how its nature should be? What did you feel when you drew it?
Asteroid mutation, where a meteoroid or something crashed into the planet and just kind of like seeded out some type of some virus and just kind of like merged two creatures together, but you know, it's just birthed another like a whole like spawn of like creatures. So think of like StarCraft and those like sapling, no, you see those somethinglings.
The Zerglings.
Anyways, yeah, Zerglings, there we go.
Yeah, all
Th they
right.
just like I remember as a kid just creating like z just Zergs. That's it. That's all I would make and Zerg rush everybody. I'm that player. I hate being that player, but it was the only way to survive in an online match with most of the people that I played. It was either like people would choose Protoss and send out like all those carriers with those l little things. You'd have people fighting by the thousands and you know anyways, I was just thinking that would like something that would turn into like a mother creature and send out tinier little ones. So like if you look at the back of the creature, it has like egg sacs, and I thought that would be awesome if like they could animate little worms inside of it, and every time you shoot it, it would like squirt, and those like worms would
Oh,
just pop and
yeah.
die. Yeah, and
Oh, God.
it would be cool to see like other tiny, like an animation, not like an actual mob, but like just tiny little critters like crawling around, dying, and then like just disintegrating, you know, something like that. They're so fragile, but where the youngs would actually be those critters that had hatched, and you know they're just tiny little you know it'd be cool to make like a noob creature out of them, you know, like just something you could shoot with like two hits, you know, with like a TT rifle and clean them up. But yeah, I was thinking like just having a mother creature, like just one, you know, where it was asexual, I guess, and it had things fall off of it.
Interesting. All
Yeah.
right. I just find it very, very, very interesting that when I see this, I see like major events, like when using an example like on Calypso, when the Aatrox Queen pops out. I'm
Oh,
seeing
yeah.
something like this take place. This is how my mind sees it. Now you can imagine having one of these massive mutated alien-like creatures basically running out there, and everyone's hunting. And the more you shoot at it, the more the little ones spawn out and start picking up the
Yeah.
weak around it. So, oh well, that's my mind for you. So.
But that's an awesome vision, though.
Is there anything else in the pipeline with Arcadia that you might be able to share with us at this time?
I'm gonna say plants. That's it.
You're going to say what? Plans?
Plants. Yep.
Wait, are you saying plants, PLANS
Plants?
or
No, like,
PLANTS?
no, like botany. Yeah, botany. Like, you know.
Oh, botany. Okay, cool.
Yeah, just
Oh,
environmental
that will
stuff.
be interesting. Aside from the possible botany designs you might become involved with on Arcadia, is there anything else you might be able to share about more potential Entropia artistry that we might see in the future? Oh, wait, I have an answer for that too, but I'll let you go first. You go
Okay.
first.
He was thinking of a different armor. So
Oh,
that was
okay.
discussed, and I don't really know how much more I should say, so
Probably not too much more.
yeah, okay.
Well, that's good. Obviously, your first offering with the smuggler armor design was very well received by Dave and the Arcadia team, and your design was also voted as the community's favorite. Okay, I guess it's time for me to answer that question because I know that we are definitely going to be seeing more of your artistry in the future. Because I am incredibly pleased and excited to announce to the Entropia community that you have actually accepted an invitation to join the MindStar Media team. And as Sire would most likely say, welcome to our loony bin.
Oh yeah. Crazy as
Well,
hell.
certainly glad to be here.
Welcome.
Yeah. And I just wanted to add that you also designed the graphic banner for this Who's Who interview appearing on the front page in the spotlight as well as in the article. And we will also be seeing much more of your artistry in that respect now that you're a member of the MSM media team. That includes being a part of the MSM news team and lending your graphics assistance where needed. But you also indicated that you would be interested in doing some writing. So we're looking forward to that as well. And I also know that you really enjoy role playing. And part of what Sire and I and other team members like to do is create multi-level and multi-planet events with an element of role play involved. So I have a feeling that you will probably become a part of that as well. What do you think?
Absolutely. I love creating stories and just always like talking about like things that don't exist, but they're there through through the energy that's provided through the people, which is, I love being a part of a community and how do I explain this?
Well, the possibilities of how creative you can be within our universe is really unlimited. Whether your experiences are on a single planet, multi planets, or across space, the option is there to take it wherever you'd like to go with it. We are limited only by our creative thought process, and I think there is enough uniqueness within our universe to inspire us to really take it to another dimension. I really love writing role play, so I think the community is going to be seeing some pretty interesting things coming from the MSM team as we move forward. We've been really busy with the MSM site and getting the foundation really established so that we can slide into that comfort level, if you will, and get into a rhythm with the news service. For those who have been following our progress, it's easy to see that we've converted MindStar Media into a pure Entropia Universe news service and have separated MindStar Radio out to be our entertainment and broadcasting part of the media operation. Because we've been so busy with MSM, MSR has suffered from getting more attention, but that will change in the very near future for sure. MSR has been around since July of 2009, and we just launched the MSM site on August 21st. So we've been incredibly busy getting it to the level it is now, but we are far from finished. There is so much more to accomplish to get the media operation to where we would like it to be in order to offer the community a higher level of quality service along with the additional features we have in mind. That's why we get rather excited when we are able to add yet another skilled, talented, and experienced individual to the team to help in this effort, because it frees us up to progress in a quicker and more efficient manner to deliver what the community deserves. So, thank you very much for accepting the invite to join the MSM team, Ansi, and we are really looking forward to working with you and seeing what having two amazing artists in the house will produce. Sire, do you have any other questions for Ansi or comments you'd like to make before we sign off on the interview?
Well, Auntie, how does it feel to be part of the Loony Bin? Because
You've had a few days' experience with us now, so you
yeah,
could be
tell
like
me.
totally honest.
Please, I mean, open. Just tell us. Tell the community what you think of this in quotes loony bin that I refer to every single time.
It's a wonderful experience, and you guys not only are awesome, but you guys like suit my personality, which I'm just able to openly express whatever I want, which is great.
Yeah, this is true. And we want you to be comfortable and relaxed when we're together. And I've known you for many years, and we've shared a wonderful friendship for a long time. So I'm very familiar with who you are, your personality, and there was no doubt in my mind that you would fit perfectly on the MSM team. You and Sire, as artists, and really beyond that, have so much in common. I just knew that you guys would hit it off. So I'm glad that we're all blending and that we're having such a good time. One of our goals is to continue adding to the MSM staff so that we can bring even more to the Entropion community. Well, if there's nothing more, then that's all I have for you, Auntie. Thank you for sharing the time with us today and giving us some insight into the inspirations for your amazing designs of both the smuggler armor and cadre creature for Arcadia. And we look forward to seeing more of that and, of course, more of your artistry as a member of the MSM team.
Thank you very
And
much.
oh, you're very welcome. And I would love to, and we'll work very hard to get a set of that armor. I want to walk, it may not be purple, but I want to walk around like a badass.
So cool.
I sense something illegal taking place here. Ladies and gentlemen, run away. The purple power is going to conquer all.
Brace yourselves.
Smuggle this. Until next time, Entropia, this is Mindstar 9
And Saya.
on behalf of the entire MSM team, inviting you to stay tuned to Mindstar Media for the latest Entropia news and your connection to Who's Who.